Bledsoe. I'm co-founder and chaplain for Ruth and Naomi Senior Outreach. All of the harp players that are here today have never played the harp before they became involved with the Ruth and Naomi Senior Outreach.
I'm Mary Porter, chaplain and co-founder of Ruth and Naomi Senior Outreach. We reach out to elders in the community, mainly who have no family or who for other reasons are isolated, whether because of dementia or low income or being in nursing homes, hospice care.
We believe that older adulthood is a time of your life when spirituality is a major concern, a time when people approach death. They're often dealing with loneliness, they're often dealing with illness, with chronic pain, loss, grief, all kinds of things, and spiritual care is a great need.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
These are the heart ministries.
Hello. I'm Mary.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I'm Lynn.
Feel like a little music this afternoon.
Yeah, well,
my name is Kathy Wilson. I'm a director of nursing here at Sunbridge Health and Rehab. And that night, her breathing was so erratic, and Lynn started to play for her, and I've never seen nothing like this. And I've been in nursing for over 25 years. Her breathing slowed. My mother-in-law was a good Christian, and she was the type of person to give you the shirt off her back. And I think that she deserved to go out like that. She just harped her own into heaven, and it was really something else.
It's been a very humbling experience to be at the bedside of people in their last days of life, to be with people as they die, and also to be with their family members, and to be with the family members after death when they are grieving. That is unfamiliar and arrhythmic. So as soon as we saw him, we could tell that he was actively dying. And, you know, we all knew that. So we just tried to play really slow and low music that matched his breathing. We're very intentional about the music that we play for a patient. Mary and I are certified as music practitioners through the Music for Healing and Transition program. It's not music therapy. Several of our volunteers are interested in becoming music practitioners, and it's been exciting for us that this program for Music for Healing and Transition has come to Birmingham so that we can also train local volunteers.
And some of them are now at the point where they're ready to go visit in nursing homes. And that's a whole other skill to learn. I mean, music is one thing, but knowing how to be comfortable in a nursing home and with people who may not feel well, and it's a whole new set of skills. But we're bringing people along that want to do this.